This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, time to do some more public service broadcasting now. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Scott.
So you want revenge, don't you?
I do, mate, yes.
Who?
It's my girlfriend, Jenny.
Right, tell us what happened.
Okay, last weekend I was meant to go and see this Brentford-Sunderland match. That was last Saturday.
Big cup game.
Yes, the big cup game, yeah.
That's right.
And I had tickets for it, you know, which I was pretty excited about.
Yeah.
Anyway, Saturday morning, I get up. I'm on top of the world. I'm ready for the match. I go to get the tickets from above the fireplace, and they're not there.
Well, that's where you left them.
That's where I left them, yeah.
Right.
So I asked my girlfriend, I said, Jenny, where are the tickets? She tells me that on Friday, she had this big tidy-up. You know, which she never does anyway, but she had this big tidy-up. She's thrown out my tickets.
Oh, no.
For the big match on Saturday. Because she didn't even read the date on them. Well, she didn't read the date on them, so she's just assumed they were old. She's thrown them out, and basically, no football match for me.
And it was a great one as well, because Brentford knocked Sunderland out. So you missed, you were going to say that, yeah. So you missed a very, very big game of football, all because of the carelessness of your girlfriend.
Well, according to her, the carelessness of myself, apparently.
Why?
Because I had a bit of go. Obviously, I was quite heated, a little bit angry. And she blames me, because apparently I should be tidier. And if I was tidier, she wouldn't have thrown them out, because they wouldn't have been left around.
What a girl thing to say.
It is a bit, isn't
it? Oh,
yeah.
Girls.
You need them.
So, I'm left without a game to go to, and she's blaming me for that.
Right, so you said you wanted revenge.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, earlier on when Laura was speaking to you, we got some details about Jenny from you, didn't we?
Yeah, you did.
And you were saying that she starts a new job next week, yeah?
She does indeed, yeah.
Which means that her son, is it Josh?
Yeah, Josh.
Starts to go to an after-school club as of next week, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, well, that was kind of our anger, really, when we called Jenny up. Do you want to hear it?
I would like to, yes, please.
Right, I'm going to play a track, and then you can hear it, all right?
Cheers, Scott.
So, Craig.
Yes, mate?
You wanted revenge on your girlfriend, Jenny, that's right, isn't it?
I did indeed, yes.
The football tickets you had for the weekend for Brentford-Sunderland, the girlfriend had a tidy up and threw them out and didn't read the dates.
That's right, yeah.
So you didn't go to probably one of Brentford's best ever results.
Probably the best match ever of my life.
Right, okay, well, we did get some revenge for you earlier.
Okay, superb.
We knew that Josh, her son, was starting an after-school club.
Yeah.
Which you told us about, so that helped us a lot. Listen to this.
Hello?
Can I speak to Jenny Lewis, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, I'm Mark Chapmanovic. I run the s***'s after-school club. I believe your son's going to be joining us from next week.
Yeah, that's right. Hi.
Starting after school Monday. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, how old is he?
He's six.
Six, okay. And his name?
His name's Josh.
Okay, listen, I'm just going to run over the rules of the after school club, okay?
Okay, shall I go and get a pen and paper?
Yeah, this is important. That would help.
Okay, just a sec. Hi.
Is this your first kid to come to the club?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just let me tell you rule number one. I've got three rules, okay?
Yep, sure, no
problem. Rule number one is simple. I don't take any all right?
Okay.
Right, so rule number one, simplest one, I take no
okay, yep.
Rule number two, shut the up.
Do you talk to the kids like that?
No, why would I do that? I'm a professional. I'm just communicating this to you. All right?
That language is really inappropriate.
However, if you do want to pass it on to your little then feel free to pass it on, okay?
Who are you calling a little Excuse me, you just called my little boy a little
Yeah, you're right, sorry, I don't know him. Okay, I apologise for that.
Thank you.
Although, let me tell you something, they do all change into little heads at some point.
Excuse me, you've got no right to say this about people that you don't know.
Don't worry about it. Rule number three, sit the down.
What's your name again?
My name's Mark Chapmanovic.
And how do you spell that?
With an M, idiot. It's Mark. M-A-R...
Yes, I know how to spell Mark. Oh, you're... Josh, can you just go up into your bedroom for a minute? All right, good boy. I don't really see why you think that you've got the right to phone up people and speak to people like that. Call people names like that. I think you're really, really rude.
And you're going to do what about it?
I'm going to call the school and say, you can't say s*** like that.
All right, so I can't say s*** like this, but you can say s*** like that.
You can't say s*** like that because you are in a position of responsibility. I'm going to have my children coming to you, my child, every day after school, and you're going to speak to him with language like I think it's disgusting.
Do you mind? You're breaking rule number two here. Did you write down rule number two?
Listen, I am not one of the children in that school. I'm talking to you.
Rule number two.
Here.
Rule number two. Shut the up.
Who do you think you're talking to?
You obviously can't understand that, but do you think your son would understand that?
Because if anyone needs to shut the up, it's you.
I'm sorry?
Phoning me and telling me to shut the up and saying my kid has to shut the up, and I'm saying it's bloody well you that has to shut the up.
You're swearing quite a lot.
What am I supposed to do?
I'd prefer if you did swear. You've got a foul mouth. You have a foul mouth, and I'll tell you one other thing. You don't know how to look at the dates on football tickets either. I've always found that the reason there's a date there is that you don't throw them out before the match, and then that way your boyfriend can go.
Who is this?
You threw out Craig's football tickets, didn't you?
Who is this?
No, you threw out Craig's football tickets, didn't you?
Yes. Who is this?
It's Chappers from Radio 1. Craig wanted some revenge.
So you're not from the after-school club?
No, I was just doing some revenge on Craig's behalf.
You
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
This is...